Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right and never left. We have an exciting guest again in the studio today. I'm very proud and happy to call her my friend. She's running for Congress in Utah. And whatever help the American people can give her, I would really appreciate it as I'm getting ready to introduce her. And please try to spread the word to help her get elected. She's an American patriot. She's a public servant. She's a mom. She's a caring and loving person that cares about our country and all of the people. Mary Burkett is running for Congress in the 2nd District in Utah. And I'm welcoming her back to the show. Good evening. How are you, Mary?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love always having you on my show. You're extremely insightful, knowledgeable, and your compassion for humanity is unparalleled to anyone that I know.
Aren't you kind?
You're welcome, Mary. I'm blessed that you are my friend as well. For our new people that are tuning in today, can you please share with the American people a little bit about who you are, and then we can get into some issues?
Oh, sure. As you said, I live in Utah's 2nd Congressional District. It's a very unusual district, predominantly rural, with little pieces of Salt Lake City and a city called Bountiful, which is Davis County. Just a very strange district, and I'm sure once the new census, and we'll probably be reapportioned and gain a fifth seat in the House, I think, because we've grown a lot. But I was actually born in New Jersey. My parents were born and raised in the Bridgeton, New Jersey area. When my dad joined the Army, actually he was in the National Guard in high school, but then World War II started, so he went into the full-time Army. He was in for 20 years, always stationed at Fort Dix, except World War II in Korea. And his dream was to live in California. So as soon as he retired, we packed up the old Ford station wagon and headed to California. As an adult, I was educated there, but as an adult, when I got married the first time, we left California, came to Utah, divorced. I was a single mother with 6 children, no money, no marketable skills. And in something like 2 years and 4 months, I got my transcript fairly recently, and I was kind of surprised. I thought it was closer to 3 years, but it's actually like 2 years and 4 months. I completed a bachelor's degree and worked my way out of poverty. All 6 of my children are achievers and hard workers. They're really a good group of people. I'm very blessed to be their mother, actually. They're better people than I am, for sure, in a lot of ways. And I am remarried. My husband is a semi-retired physician. He actually will make a house call from time to time. But he works in home health and hospice. Children are raised. We have, between the two of us, there are 30 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild. And we have a very close family, very, very close. We really enjoy each other's company. I work for a company called Power Selling Pros. I do some recruiting for their clients, actually. And it's owned by 2 of my sons. They started this company. They've been around quite a while. And I got involved in politics probably 12, 13 years ago. I was, like a lot of people, I thought, you know, everything's cool, everything's fine, everything's great. We're Americans. I'm a patriot. I was standing at my kitchen sink one day, loading the dishwasher, and my husband was listening to the news in an adjacent room. And something was said about the Constitution that didn't sound right to me. So I dragged my hands, and at the time we lived in a home that had a very formal living room with the bookshelves, and I grabbed our copy of the Constitution and realized what that person just said was like 180 degrees what the Constitution says. And it dawned on me, how many other things have I heard that were false and didn't think twice about it? So I went on a quest to understand the Constitution, the founders, and I minored in history in college. So I knew a fair amount. And since then, you know, I just started reading everything I could get my hands on. When the Tea Party came around, I was part of that. Here in Utah, we have a state central committee. They're the governing body of our Republican Party. I've served on that three different times and just learned a lot by just getting out there and helping people with their campaigns. I was the field director for my county for an unsuccessful gubernatorial campaign, but it was a lot of fun. I loved it. Meet great people. And one of the things I started doing as part of my quest was looking at people's voting record. And about 4 years ago, I noticed the man who is representing us now in the Congress will come to Utah and say, I'm a conservative, but his votes on the budget, his votes on spying on Americans are anything but constitutional. And so I decided to run. And that's what I'm doing now, just traveling the district and talking to people and picking up the phone and groveling for dollars and doing whatever it takes to win this thing.
Mary, I want to say thank you. And I'm very proud of you being a former Jerseyan, being a former New Jerseyan, and wanting to stand up for the American people. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing and to have come as far as you've come in your life, identifying the struggles and challenges that you've had, and now you want to pay it forward and you want to serve humanity. That's very, very humbling. And I'm very, very thankful, like I said, that you're my friend and you are on my show. And I encourage everyone to please look up Mary Burkett. If you're able to donate to her campaign, she's the real deal. And we need to get our people elected in office that have the compassion to serve the public good and not big pharma or big corporations. And as a matter of fact, on the Conservative Talk Radio show, my show here, we're always right and never left. We have people on here, not politicians. We have real American patriots that believe in the Constitution, want to serve the American people, and want to do what's right. So again, I want to say thank you, Mary. Like I said, it takes a lot of courage to stand up against the corruption in this country, the unethical behavior, the corruption, the immoral conduct in our political system. And I'm very, very thankful to have you on my show.
Well, thank you. And actually, Chauncey, I'm doing this for my grandchildren. If I was doing this for me, I would have quit long ago. I'm doing this for my grandchildren, for your children, grandchildren, if you have them.
Amen.
Because
I
grew up being told, you know, we got the world in a certain situation. We did our best to make it better. We're handing it off to you, and we expect you to make it even better still. Well, we don't talk about that anymore. And it's absolutely true. We conservatives have got to get back to this idea that the future matters. Our grandchildren matter. And we need to be behaving in a way and voting in Congress in a way that benefits future generations, not just us.
Amen. And that's why, you know, I have Conservative Talk Radio show, to give a platform for individuals like yourself, okay, that want, that keep humanity, our grandchildren, our children, in the best light. If we don't preserve our country, as you just stated, we have to leave it better. We have to be the example for others.
Yep.
If we want them to lead after we're no longer here, we have to lead by example. And you've done that through your many challenges of life. And I'm so blessed that your children are doing well. That's only an extension of your own hard work and your own commitment to humanity and to what is good in life. And see, this is what we really should be talking about, not political opinions. We should be talking about humanity. How do we want to serve? How can we uplift people? And that's what we're here for. And that's the type of people like yourself I try to have on my show. I try not to get into politicians. It's important that as you're going to get into shortly, the issues that you're concerned about for Utah and the American people, that will directly impact American people.
Right.
Because we know, Mary, that the funny money, I call it, or the lobbyist, or the soft money, has influenced our political system and has made it difficult for good people like yourself and many across the country today that want to stand up and do what's right. But I believe in my heart and soul that this 2020 election is going to be a wave of faith, people of faith, that are standing up to serve God, the Constitution, and the public like yourself. And I believe that we're going to have overwhelming numbers of people like us in Congress. And I'm so blessed to be a part of this movement, because that's what this is. This is a movement for morality, to save our country, and to protect our Constitution.
Right. I agree with you completely. It's been interesting campaigning. I've been doing it for a little over a year, probably about a year. And I've made course corrections along the way. And tonight at my Facebook Live, I'm going to be announcing one of the course corrections, and I'll give you guys a little preview. Here in Utah, it is very much a part of our culture, no matter your faith, but it's very much people in Utah, whether you are of the predominant faith or not, are very frugal people. I know that I've been taught that debt is bondage, and nobody wants to be in bondage to anybody else. But what has happened is we're on our way to a national debt of $24,150,000,000,000. Now, economists have been telling us we won't hit that until the end of next year. I think we're going to hit it at the end of this year. And we are allowing our children and grandchildren to be placed in bondage, and we need to break those chains. And we need to say, no, that's not going to happen. My first day in Congress, I'm going to meet with whoever the leader of the Republican Party is, whether they're speaker or just the leader, and I'm going to say there are some things you need to understand about me. Number one, I will never vote for a spending bill that adds one penny to the debt. And so don't bother even asking me or telling me what I'm supposed to do, besides which I don't do what I'm told very well. Ask my husband. Number two, they're going to know I won't vote for
I'm sorry, but thank you for sharing that.
I know, but it's true. Now, if he makes a suggestion, I'm listening. If he gives me his input, I'm listening. But I'm not listening when I'm being told what to do. That doesn't work for me. So they
that's
need
the
to
New
know.
That's the New Jersey part of you.
I was 8 or 9 years old when we left New Jersey. I guess it's a genetic thing, because my mother was probably
Yes, it is.
So... Yeah, so that's the first thing I'm going to tell them. And the second thing is, don't expect me to ever vote on a spending bill or a budget that includes funding for Planned Parenthood. Now, I am anti-abortion. However, remember, Al Capone didn't go to jail for all the murders he committed and the horrible things he did. He went to jail because he didn't pay his taxes. Well, nonprofits, it's a very similar scenario. The federal government should not be choosing winners and losers in the realm of nonprofits. And even though Planned Parenthood, the rationalization is, we give money to Planned Parenthood because they provide women's health care. Okay, benefit of the doubt, that's what they do. Well, what about all those thousands of other nonprofits throughout the country that provide women's health care? Not to mention the various counties that provide mammograms for free and other things at low cost. So if you're going to give to one, then you have to give to everybody. We can't afford that. So nobody gets federal money. And that's how we have to deal with that. That's how we end that nonsense. And the third thing is, we have to, it is imperative that we reform legal immigration. And one of those, and I would like to see, and I rather, this is going to be a hard sell. I'm going to have to figure out how to sell this, because it's going to be a hard sell, because people in Congress don't like doing small bills, obviously. They want opportunities to throw in amendments with, you know, pork. But we've got, I want to see 12 separate bills, 10 to 12, that reform every step along the way of the legal immigration process. And one of those bills will be include finishing the barrier on the southern border and putting a timeline on it. And if it doesn't get done in, say, 6 months, we're going to call for volunteers, and we'll get it done in 6 weeks with volunteers. Missouri has done a great job. This isn't going to be another really hard sell. Missouri has an English-only bill or law, and they've had it for several years. They don't have near the problems with illegal alien problems that other states have, because all government business is conducted in English. And people have said to me, that's heartless, that's mean, blah, blah. Hey, wait a minute. I want these people to succeed when they get here, legally. I want them to succeed. And the number one thing they can do to be successful is learn how to speak English. The language you speak in your home, that's up to you. You can speak Klingon if you want in your home. I really don't care. Your home is your castle. Speak whatever language you want in your home. But when you're dealing outside your home in the United States of America, you do it in English. This is, let me tell you an interesting story. My youngest son is married to a woman from the Dominican Republic. They have two small children. She speaks to, at home, she speaks to their children in Spanish. He speaks to them in English. Their daughter is almost three. And I was listening to a conversation my son was having with her. And it was interesting because she addressed her dad in English, and she addressed her mom in Spanish.
Awesome.
She's not quite
awesome.
3 years old, but her little
awesome.
Brain has figured it out. In fact, a couple of weeks ago I was there, and when I walked in the door, she said, Grandma, I'm watching The Lion, meaning The Lion King. The movie she was watching, you know, she was, and she said it in English. But what was so amazing to me is they had switched the movie so that all the dialogue was in Spanish. But she knew I wouldn't have understood her had she said to me in Spanish, I'm watching, you know, The Lion.
And
she's not quite three. But that's how their little brains work. And so she's going to grow up bilingual, and her little brother will as well. He's only a year old, but, you know, he's going to be doing the same thing. And that's great. In your home, speak whatever you want, but let's make sure to make success easier for folks when they come here legally, to say all government business is conducted in English.
Amen. 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 I think that I agree with you. You know, this is America. We are a sovereign nation.
Yep.
Governed by the rule of law, and the foundation is the Constitution. I'm
yep.
all for immigration, but legal immigration, as
yep.
well as people have to want to conform to the American way of life.
Right. Outside
have,
their home.
You know, this is outside, right, outside their home.
Right.
You know,
yep.
we're not insensitive here in America. We're very, very sensitive. But there's one other issue
yep.
that I was concerned about as we're talking about illegal immigration in the border. We have the outbreak in China with the virus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that is one of my concerns that I've been speaking to a lot of congressional candidates across the country, that when we talk about the border wall, when you get into Congress, or as you talk, as you're running, please don't forget to mention that we have to protect our border from diseases. We don't know
yeah.
what diseases they're carrying and bringing into our country as we allow
yeah.
them in our community. That's one
yeah,
thing
well,
that
we
nobody
know,
has
yeah.
touched upon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
so
one thing we do know is that tuberculosis does come through illegal immigration. We know that. That's one disease that does come. And, you know, people are carriers or they have an active case. But all you need, and actually this happened to a family member, my youngest son, in high school, you know, we had to do the TB test and it was positive. And the doctor said, this is very odd, but he was probably at school. We were living in a community that was predominantly illegal aliens. We were at a you know, and he said there's probably active cases of tuberculosis around him every day. And, you know, you get coughed on, any number of ways he could have gotten it. Now, he doesn't have an active case. He's just a carrier. So he has to be really careful. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That happens. Those things happen. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, the coronavirus, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't know much about it, but as I mentioned before, my husband's a semi-retired physician, so I'm going to ask his viewpoint, because what bothers me is every time we have an epidemic somewhere, everybody panics, and it's never as bad as we're told, so I don't want to say it isn't serious. It probably is, but what does that mean? And so let's look at this and not be emotional. Let's not close places. But, of course, I also wouldn't put it past the Chinese government to send a few folks with it to the U.S. You know, we already know that they allow women in the advanced stages of pregnancy to come to the U.S. They have their baby here, get that birth certificate, go back to China, and when the child is older, they come back. Hey, yeah, we're legal. He was born here. That's really a concern. It's another thing. But we also have said, okay, we're going to curb tourism from certain places, tourist visas, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we have to make decisions based on our head, not our emotions. Because it's kind of like when the Japanese were interned during World War II. That was a purely emotional reaction. It was cruel. It should never have happened.
Amen.
And we Americans do dumb things when we do things by emotion. After 9/11, we passed the Patriot Act. Patriot Act was a nightmare for our freedoms, but we were emotional. And so that's what we did. And I hope, as a member of Congress, I can start dismantling that, because it's especially the parts about spying on Americans. We've got to make decisions with our heads, not our hearts. Yes, there's a place for our heart, but those big decisions, when we're talking about taking people's liberty away, we've got to make those decisions based on our intellect. What's the right thing to
do? Amen. Amen. For those that are tuning into the show, this is Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, and we're very honored and blessed to have in our studio Mary Burkett, who's running for U.S. Congress out of the 2nd District out of Utah. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. I can't believe how fast the time goes by every time you're on my show, Mary.
You
have a lot of passionate and compassionate information to share based on your experiences. And that's what we need in Congress. We need human beings in Congress. We don't need political robots.
For sure.
And really, we need somebody with a human element, because, you know, these people in Congress say, we look at the impeachment, it's all about, like you said, their soft money, their political power, and, you know, they are ignoring the will of the people. And people like yourself and I were fed up with it. That's why you're running. That's why I'm having this platform, and that's why we're standing up. For people that want to reach out to you, donate to your campaign, or volunteer, please, before we forget, share that information, Mary, with the American people.
Sure, that's great. It's Burkett for Utah. It's Burkett, the number 4, Utah.com. And my phone number is all over the website, and that goes directly to me. It's the phone I'm using right now. We do this deliberately because I never want people to feel like I'm out of touch or out of reach to them. In fact, as a member of Congress, the number one job for my chief of staff will be to make sure I call 2 constituents every day, Monday through Friday, even if they have to shove me into a janitor closet to get me to do it and to get me out of the fray. So I'm listening, and I'm keeping those roots very deep and well-nourished. And then every Friday, an email newsletter will go out. It may be 3 or 4 paragraphs, but everybody who wants to read that in my district will sign up for it. They can opt in I'm not going to make them opt out. They can opt in. And I will tell them, this is what I did this week. This is who I met with. This is the goal. This is what we're working toward. What are your thoughts? I want to be able to let people know that I'm doing this because I'm not a politician. I never want to be a politician. And thank goodness I've got a loving, kind family who will never be afraid to tell me what I need to hear if I start becoming a politician.
Thank you so much, Mary, for coming on the show today and sharing with the American people a little bit about yourself and who you are and what type of congresswoman you'll be in the U.S. Congress.
Thank you.
We thank you always.
Thank
yes,
you.
We're very blessed to be able to have you on the show and to let you talk about who you are and your experiences. And you bring a very good dynamic, which we need desperately in Congress. We need the human and moral element back into Congress.
Yep.
And not the political or the power of their selfish greed. So I want to say
yep.
thank you again, and I look
thank
forward
you.
To you coming on my show in the future. So have
anytime.
A good evening.
I enjoy it. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. For those that are listening, this is Conservative Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Please tune in on this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We're going to have Amy Von West, 2020 candidate running in Congress, California District 47. Please join us where we're always right and never left. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. God bless America. God bless the U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate. God bless our president. God bless the world and God bless our inhabitants. Please. Stay in peace and stay well. Good night now.